kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isinara po ang dalawang ospital sa northwest coast ng Tasmania matapos matukoy na ang isang coronavirus cluster ay pawang mga pasahero ng Ruby Princess cruise ship. Higit 4,000 tao sa Tasmania ang humaharap po ngayon sa dalawang linggong quarantine. Narito ang ating detalye. Napilitang ipasara ng Tasmania ang dalawang ospital at isailalim ang libo-libong tao sa quarantine. Inabisuhan ang nasa 1,200 na staff ng Bernice Northwest Regional Hospital at Northwest Private Hospital, pati na rin ang kanilang mga pamilya at sila po ay isa sa ilalim sa 14 na araw ng self-isolation. Humingi na ng medical support si Premier Peter Godwin mula po sa Australian Defence Force.
We've made a request to the federal government to provide further resources, and we will see an AusMed team, an Australian Medical Assistance team, key leaders supported by the ADF coming into the state over the course of this week that will help us to deliver the medical services that we need on the northwest coast.
Ang mga pasaherong mula sa Ruby Princess ang tinutukoy na pinagmula ng mga kaso ng coronavirus infection at pagkamatay sa Tasmania. Ang state ay mayroon ng 144 cases at 5 na ang namatay. Sinabi ni Labor's health spokesman Chris Bowen na higit 40 health workers na ang infected.
There are many health workers who are sick in Tasmania at the moment. We cannot have a health worker die in Australia because of their efforts to keep us all safe and well. Now, this all started again with the Ruby Princess. The Northwest Tasmania cluster has been caused by the Ruby Princess. It's again it's a reminder that the Ruby Princess is not a New South Wales problem, it's a national scandal.
March 19, o halos isang buwan na mula nang dumaong ang barko sa Sydney kung saan pinayagan ng mga pasaherong bumaba kahit may sakit. Sa ulat ni Acting Director of New South Wales Health, Dr. Christine Salvey, dalawa sa mga pasahero na nasa New South Wales ang pinakahuling nadagdag sa death toll ng bansa.
One was a 74-year-old woman who died in the John Hunter Hospital, and the other was a 79-year-old man who died in the Northern Beaches Hospital. Both of those people were passengers on the Ruby Princess cruise, and I'd just like to emphasize that the passengers all acquired their infection whilst on board the ship.
Pumalo na sa 61 ang death toll sa Australia habang 6,300 naman ang confirmed cases. Nakitaan naman ang pagbaba ang bilang ng mga naitatalang kaso ayon kay Health Minister Greg Hunt.
The latest data shows that we have had consistent growth in new cases of below 2% a day. What that means is that we are now beginning to see a consolidated flattening of the curve. That doesn't mean we're out of our challenge. There is still growth, and there could at any time be outbreaks and spikes. But this is a cause for real hope and real aspiration. We said at the start that we would get through this. We are getting through this. And now I know and I believe absolutely we will get through this.
Pero kay Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews, masyado pa daw maaga para luwagan ang anumang restrictions.
Unless we're prepared to see the virus spread, to give back all the gains that we've made these last 3 or 4 weeks, then these restrictions need to stay in place for some time yet.
Yan po ang ulat ni Greg Diet para sa SBS News na ating isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Maging updated sa mga ulat kaugnay ng coronavirus at bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.